Time to go inside the Hollywood hamper for Gina J's Dirty Laundry on 96.5 TIC. Today's best variety.
Hello, Mark the Shark.
Gina J, good afternoon. It is time for gossip. What is the latest?
I'm wondering if this is the biggest divorce in history with Jeff Bezos and his wife, Mackenzie.
It's got to be. I mean, she's walking away, and they think she's worth about $35 billion after this divorce.
Yeah, they had $149 billion, their net worth.
Well, wow. Jeff's going to keep 75% of the Amazon stock.
Yep.
He's also going to get all the worth in the Washington Post. She's given up her stake in that.
Yep.
And he's going to keep his interest in Blue Origin, which is a space exploration company that he founded. But still, she walks away worth $35 billion. So I think, you know, the good thing here is they seem to be pretty amicable, and it was a pretty easy divorce to divide up, I guess.
Everything. Yeah, it seems like it. We'll see now if he starts coming out with his little mistress that he had. But I don't know. You haven't seen too much about them or heard anything about them.
Yeah, it seems it was kind of like, I think they were kind of living apart or not really together.
Yeah, I don't think so, unless they're doing it very hush-hush. But she's not going anywhere. I think she's a gold digger. Whatever.
Hey, good for her. She won in the end.
Alec Baldwin's wife, Ilaria, she revealed on Instagram today that she's pregnant with their fifth child. But there's some sad news.
Yeah, apparently it's probably going to end up in a miscarriage. The baby has a heartbeat, but it's a weak heartbeat, and they don't expect the baby to survive. But yeah, she's taking it in stride, I guess, just doing the best she can.
Your girl, Meghan Markle.
Oh, I love Meghan Markle.
I'm sure she's a little ticked off right now. It looks like the Queen has banned her from wearing jewelry made famous by Princess Diana. Ooh, something's going on.
I wish they would. You know, as much as I love her, I just wish they would all go away. I wish them and the Kardashians would go away. Whatever they're called.
What would the world be without royalty and the Kardashians, Shark?
Be a lot happier. Trust me.
So Beyonce's making a lot more money with this deal.
Yeah, she just signed a big deal with Adidas. They're going to be launching her signature sneakers and apparel. She started her own activewear, Ivy Park, back in 2016. They're going to incorporate that under Adidas now, and she's going to be a creative partner in the whole deal.
Yep. Gordon Ramsay and his wife welcomed their fifth child today.
Yeah. His wife, Tanya, they had their fifth baby together. The little boy's name is Oscar James. And as tough as he is on TV, she says he's a real softy with her kids. So that's good to hear.
I like him. I'm attracted to him for some reason. I don't know why.
Really?
Gordon Ramsay, yeah.
You want to get in his melting pot, huh? Da.
And finally, Avengers Endgame. That's going to be a huge opening weekend. April 26th. Do you know how much people are spending money right now on eBay?
All these nerds are spending like up to $10,000 for a pair of tickets on eBay.
Yes.
They can't wait.
I know.
Like, go like on the 29th and you can get a ticket for $9.
I would do that. Oh, and I forgot. Ozzy Osbourne postponing all of his 2019 tour dates. He's recovering from an injury. He fell at his house. So the rest of the year is postponed. Now, he was supposed to be at the Mohegan Sun in June on the 22nd. If you have tickets for Ozzy Osbourne, hold on to them because they postponed this year's tour date to June 20th, 2020. Wow. That's far away. It's TIC. For more celebrity gossip, check out our website at 96.5TIC.com.